last night, especially the second year of the two.
Yeah, I thought we were on them. You know, we didn't give them any easy ice. Obviously, that's a team where you give them time and space, they're going to make you pay for it. So I thought, you know, we did a great job of gapping tight on them, you know, eliminating some of the plays that they make up the ice, and, you know, kind of looked like we had them on their heels most of the night.
Like, you guys, you knew there was going to be a first club like that. How do you think you guys had
on the record? We did awesome. I mean, we haven't really had the goalie out on the other end very much this year, so it's a new thing that we got to work on a little bit, but hey, it's a 3-1 game for most of that third period against a high power team. So, you know, the resounding emotion from tonight is really positive.
Seems like Connor's been making that one big save all year. He makes that glove, sprawling glove hand save. I mean, you guys need that.
Just,
you
know, one?
Well, no, but that one stood out late.
That definitely stood out. He's been making tons of great saves. I mean, he's given us an opportunity, you know, especially early on when we weren't playing very well in front of him. He's given us a chance to win every night. Our games come a long way since then. I think we're playing a lot better in front of our goalies, giving them, you know, a little bit more. I don't want to say rest, but they're not getting peppered quite as much as they were before. And yeah, you know, every once in a while we're going to ask them to make that big one, and they've been making it.
Mistakes obviously happen, but how about the team's ability to bounce back after giving up one late in the first period the way that you did?
Yeah, I think most of that period we felt really good about. You know, came out and this is a really good first period team, especially in their building, and we were on our toes making plays all over them, kind of from the drop of the puck. So those things happen. You just gotta, you know, get it out. It's almost good that, you know, we had 15 minutes to kind of get that one behind us, and we came on the second jumping.
Played against Steven for a long time. I mean, that's his signature spot. I mean, people know it's coming, but it's still hard to stop.
Yeah, he's an awesome player. You know, the ability to get that puck through traffic, only a few guys can do that. You know, so that, you know, we all had a great sight of that last one. You know, it's just it looks about that big when it's going into the net. So he's a heck of a player. You know, we were rookies the same year, and I mean, 400 goals is pretty spectacular. So hats off to him. I mean, he's an exceptional player for sure.
Really big goal from the Oilers, though, on the power play where they challenge. You guys come right back out. I mean, what, talk about the play he makes there from you saw it, because that was a real heady play by Wolfsburg.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really his spot on that power play, but they're so aggressive that, you know, Kyle made a nice play kicking it down to him, and it gave him a little time and space to you know, get a little bit of a better angle. It came out, and just a heck of a shot. I mean, that's going in on anyone. So great play by Nicky there for sure.
Quarter season kind of mark now. Where how far you guys come? I mean, I've watched you sit here some nights and talk about how tough it's been, and, you know, from us from the outside, it's been, it looks tough. I mean, for you guys on the inside, I'm sure it's a lot tougher.
That win column's stacking up, though, isn't it?
You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, what is?
I would say that's been kind of the silver lining is, you know, through some of that grind in the first part of the season, and we were still winning games. We were still in it. You know, we weren't. You know, we could easily been pretty far behind the eight ball, and I think more than anything that shows, you know, gives our team sort of that that base of what the NHL is. It's a grind. I mean, every night is a grind. And obviously, we've had some offensive success the last couple of years, and that part of the game's come easy to us. But the team that grinds it out the best wins. I mean, that's why St. Louis won last year. They just had such a terrible, you know, first part of the season that they were bulletproof from there on. You know, nothing worse could happen. And I think that's kind of what we're learning is, you know, just stay in the grind and it's given us an opportunity to come back in some games, and, you know, I think then when our game comes around, obviously that offensive ability is going to come out.
You've mentioned St. Louis a couple times now. Just, I mean, not that you're taking anything from, maybe you are. I mean, is it just something that you see? I mean, you lost to them in the first round, and you saw how that kind of plays out when a team really gels together, I suppose, even if there's not. You guys have a lot more talent, I'd say, on paper. But
yeah, I mean, that's you learn that those playoff series are. The margin, you know, between winning and losing is so small. And typically the team that wins is that team that, you know, stays with it no matter what happens. You know, you go up two goals, you go down two goals, your game stays the same, and you just keep chipping away. And that's the way I felt. You know, I mean, we're up two goals going into the third period of a game, game five at home, and a chance to kind of really put a stranglehold on them. And they just never kept never stopped, you know, and I think that's a really good learning, you know, building block, especially earlier in the season.
Have you imparted any of that on your team? It's just about the way that you've changed, maybe how you lead or anything like that. Has that any of that changed in this first 21 games now?
Yeah, I've allowed myself to be less emotional. You know, I think I'm an emotional guy by nature, and sometimes I wear that on my sleeve, and I bring that into the room and bring it onto the bench and onto the ice, and obviously that's part of who I am, so it's just inherent. But I think trying to stay a little bit more even keeled, especially, you know, when you're down a goal or two or four, and just keep doing it over and over and over again. And you know, I don't think any of that credit belongs to me. I think the guys just we just have that type of group. You know, guys just work and stay with the game plan, and I think we've learned that no matter what, you know, you do that, it's going to give you a chance to win every night.